Happy holidays from Dream Realm Enterprises.
The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Previously on Robots of the Company.
Look, Pudge! It's him!
It sure looks like it, Kika. But I don't understand.
What is it, Pudge? Who is that?
It looks like another bot.
Well, would you look at that? Awesome.
Pudge?
I don't believe it. Briscoe?
Zippity! Don't.
Huh?
What?
Well, now, things just got real interesting.
Robots of the Company!
Listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 80, Oh, Santicon Tree, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Oh boy. Oh boy, it's so exciting to have you back, Briscoe, and just in time for SantaCon Day.
Yes, it's all very exciting. Are you excited for SantaCon to come, Briscoe?
I wish you'd stop calling me that.
But Briscoe is your name, right?
My name is B359. Deal with it.
But that's your factory release number. The designation you were given the day you were created. That's boring. You don't want to be known as simply as B-359 now, do you?
I was programmed to be B-359, and B-359 is who I am. End of story. And as for SantaCon Day, who cares?
Aww. But, Briscoe, SantaCon Day was always your favorite holiday.
Yeah, Kika's right. You always get so excited for SantaCon Day. All the decorations, the SantaCon carols, the gifts, the whole enchilada.
Enchilada? What does an enchilada have to do with SantaCon Day? Lovely is so confused.
For the last time, I don't like SantaCon Day, and I don't want to be called Briscoe.
But you always like being called Briscoe. Tell him, guys, Boffin.
Oh, well, sir, you see, this isn't the Briscoe we all knew from our own reality. This is the Briscoe of this reality. Obviously, this Briscoe, or B-359, hasn't had the same experiences as our own version of Briscoe, and therefore has never come to a point of wanting to have an actual name, nor an affinity for the holiday season.
So, despite getting all our hopes up, Punch, you made a great miss of SantaCon Day again. This is just like last year.
Oh, shut up, Zimtron. This is nothing like last year.
You screwed it up then, and you're screwing it up now. Explain to me what the difference is.
The difference is circumstances, Zimtron. Facts. Something you seem to have a blind spot to.
We sorted that out ages ago. I had a blind spot to reality. But now I'm just fine.
I wouldn't be so sure of that, Zimtron.
Well, nobody asked you, Popsicle.
Really? So what happened yesterday?
What did happen yesterday? Lovely was out of town that day.
Nothing happened yesterday. Nothing at all. Zimtron is on one of his pointless tirades again.
Again? Zimtron lives in a tirade.
You know full well that we went out into the garden and picked daisies.
Picked daisies? I'll have you know that I've never picked a daisy in my life, Buckethead. And besides that, We don't have a garden.
We don't? That, wasn't you? Then who picked the daisies with me? And where, Lynx?
No, don't look at moi, laser brain. And as I recall, yesterday you were blind drunk.
And that would explain it. So I reiterate, shut up, Zimtron.
I'm insulted. In fact, I'm so insulted, I'm not speaking to any of you guys for the rest of the holiday.
I think you'll find that's what shut up means, Zimtron.
Nope. I'm not even responding. Won't get a word out of me.
Good. A nice, peaceful holiday, then.
Oui, for a change.
Anyway, somehow we've got to get B-359 here to see how much better life would be if he were more like our Briscoe. Do you think that's possible, Boff?
Oh, I suppose it's possible, sir. But you'll have to somehow demonstrate how our Briscoe behaved and why. I mean, he will have to understand why he was the way he was, and the benefits of being that way.
Then, at least it's possible. Yay!
Hooray for happy holidays! Pudge will save the day!
Now, how are you gonna pull that off, Pudge?
We are not a miracle worker, you know, Pudge.
I suppose not, but I'll have to use the miracle of Santacon Day. Now, take last year, for example. B-359, it was our first Santacon Day as crew members of the SS Black Crow. And oh boy, was it eventful.
I'm bored, Prentice.
Bored? But how could you be bored, Captain? It's Santacon Day, and, well, we're docked at Space City, the most luxurious space station in all the civilized galaxy.
Oh, yes. I know all about Space City. Do you think I've forgotten the last time we were docked here, Prenti? Half my ship was eaten up by space termites. What a jolly memory to bring up. You're thick, Prenti. Thick, thick, thickety thick. Thick in the brain box, lacking in intelligence. Shall I go on insulting you, or have you had enough, Thicky?
We are in a mood today, aren't we, sir?
To say I'm in a mood is an understatement. I hate understatements, and I hate holidays. Especially b***y Santacon Day. It's the worst of the lot.
Oh, we're being a right old Scrooge, aren't we, sir? Now, aren't you ashamed of yourself? I mean, such language. What today of all days?
No, I'm not in the least bit ashamed. Now, piss the bloody bitting piss off, Prentice.
Ooh, who's being a naughty boy then, eh?
A naughty boy? Just who the hell do you think you're talking to, eh, Prenti?
But if you're naughty, Santacon won't bring you any goodies, Captain. You better be careful, sir, or you'll end up on Santacon's naughty list.
Santacon doesn't exist, Prentice, so I won't be getting any goodies regardless. And why do you keep saying it in that ridiculous way?
Saying what in a ridiculous way, sir?
Santacon.
Oh, you mean Santacon.
Precisely. Are you a complete wobbit or what?
A complete what, sir?
Wobbit. You know, a wobbit is a small furry creature from... Oh, just never mind. You know, trying to have a conversation with you is like trying to breathe underwater. Do you know that, Prentice? It's pointless and impossible.
It's not impossible for a fish, Captain.
Oh, go blow yourself out of an airlock, Prentice.
Ooh, someone's in a real funk today.
I'm the same as I always am on any other f***ing holiday. So you just have to deal with it, Prenti.
We'll soon get you out of that funk, sir. Don't you worry.
Oh, funk you, Prentice. And... you're working under the assumption that I want out of my funk in the first place. I mean, what part of I hate all holidays don't you get, eh? Is it the hate bit or the all holidays bit? Or perhaps it's the Prentice is going to lose his job if he doesn't drop the subject bit.
Now, don't be a spoilsport, sir. It's Santacon Day.
Perhaps the bit you don't get is the Prentice could possibly be melted down bit. That is, if he doesn't shut up about b***y holidays this instant. Now put that in your Santacon stocking and roast it on an open fire. Just leave me alone when it comes to the holidays. Got it?
Perhaps, sir. But only if you answer one question.
Which is?
Why, sir?
Why what, you overgrown wobbit?
Why do you hate the holidays so much?
Well, I just do, that's all.
No, that simply is not good enough, sir. That is not a reason. Now, tell me, how could you hate anything at all about Santa Con Day, sir? Why, it's only the most wonderful time of the year.
The most wonderful time of the year? Ugh, humbug. You really want to know?
Yes, sir. I really want to know.
Because, well, I just don't get it.
Get what, Captain?
Why everyone gets so happy around the holidays. Any holiday, for that matter, but especially Bleeding Santicon Day.
Really?
Don't blow a gasket, Prenti. You got a bit high there. Just calm down and relax, eh?
I'm just so surprised, sir. I mean, you honestly don't get it. You don't get the appeal of the holidays, or the purpose of the holidays. Oh!
Be careful, or you'll blur a fuse just trying to work that one out, Prenti. It's not actually a historical event or anything.
I'm just trying to grasp how you've missed the most obvious thing in the universe, sir. I mean, the holidays are great. You've got to see that.
No, I don't. And I don't think you could explain it to my full and complete satisfaction if you were to do so standing on your head with your upper half in a hot tub full of metal-eating ting-tang fish from Fracas 4.
Aha! A challenge! And one I shall endeavour to take on, sir! Ha! Ha! Ha!
You mean you're actually going to submerge your upper half in a hot tub full of metal-eating ting-tang fish from Fracas 4? Because I'd pay to see that, Prentice.
So, why did you need to come here, to the Federal Express Delivery Service warehouse, Putch?
I'm here to pick up a package. It's a special delivery for SantaCon Day, and it's a surprise for everyone. Oh, and I have to thank you for coming with me to pick it up. I appreciate the company, Betty.
Oh, my pleasure. No one should have to go see the feds on their own on SantaCon Day. Besides, I wouldn't mind doing a little SantaCon Day shopping while we're here on the station. Oh, and it looks like your package is coming out now.
Package 1138, ready for pickup.
Payload? Is that you?
Well, hey there, chum. Fancy meeting you here, Putch.
Yeah, what a surprise. Who would have thought you'd be working for the feds these days, Payload?
Pays the bills. So who is your new friend here?
Payload, this is Dr. Betty. She serves with me on the SS Black Crow.
Nice to meet you, Payload.
Likewise, pretty lady.
Yeah, Payload used to serve with me on the old Titan One. That was some time ago now.
Yep, years and years ago.
Well, let's not get too carried away, huh, Payload?
Whatever you say, chum. So, you need any help transporting this back to your ship?
I appreciate the offer, but I think we can handle it. Our crew member Crusher should be along any minute to help us carry it. In fact, here he comes now.
Hey there, Putch. Hi, Betty. Sorry. Almost didn't see you there.
Don't worry about it, Crusher.
Crusher, I'd like you to meet an old friend of mine, Payload. Payload, this is Crusher. He's the muscle around our ship these days.
Oh, really? Well, how many tons can you lift in one go?
Oh, I don't know. 20? Maybe 30?
Oh. Well, I'm impressed. I guess you're in good hands, Butch.
I think so too, Payload.
Well, it was good seeing you again. And nice meeting you too, Betty and Crusher.
Likewise.
You betcha.
Happy SantaCon Day, folks. Maybe I'll see you again next year.
Maybe so. Thanks again, Payload. Take care.
You got it, chum. Bye-bye.
I'll bet he was fun to have around.
Payload? Yeah, he's a character. Okay, Crusher, get this package back to the ship. We'll join you out there later.
Later? Where are you guys off to, then?
SantaCon Day shopping.
Really? This sounds like fun. I wish I could go.
Well, tell you what, Crusher. You get that package back to the ship pronto and put away somewhere nice and secure, and then you can join us. But you gotta be quick.
Really? Oh, you mean it, Punch? I could go Santagon Day shopping with you and Betty?
You betcha. We'll meet you in the Space City Marketplace in about an hour, okay?
Oh, I wouldn't miss it for anything. Catch you later, Betty.
Okay, Crusher. Off you go now. And hurry.
As you wish, Betty. I'll be fast. I promise.
He gets so excited for the holidays. Just like a little boy bot.
Yeah, kind of reminds me of Briscoe.
Briscoe? Who is that?
Just this little bot who used to serve with me on the Titans 1 and 2.
With you and Payload in the old days?
Yep, the old days. It seems odd to say it now, but those were good days. Come on, I'll tell you all about it on the way to the marketplace.
Sounds like a plan to me, Putch.
Story so far. You're awful at this.
I must agree, Pooch. This is a real snoozer of a story.
So, how is this supposed to show B-359 that he should be more like our old Briscoe?
Look, I'm just getting started here. I haven't even gotten to the good part.
Is there a good part?
I didn't think you were talking to us for the rest of the holidays, Dumtron.
I knew it was too good to last.
Maybe I changed my mind. It's a bot's prerogative to change its mind.
I think you'll find that it's actually a woman's prerogative to change her mind.
A what woman? Well, I don't see any women. Dave, are there any women in this bar?
Don't make me laugh. Women? Where would I get them? I wouldn't even know what to do with them.
Now that I can believe. Just kidding around, Dave. No offense.
None taken, Popsicle. Anyone need a refill?
Oui, I could certainly use one.
Better serve them all round, Dave. This round is on me. In the spirit of the holiday, of course.
Coming right up.
I have to say, I like it when you get in the holiday spirit, Putch.
Oui, as do I. Keep it up, mon ami.
All right, now where was I?
You were supposedly getting to the good bit. Ah, as if. There are no good bits. I should know. I was there.
Hey, Dave. How about a double serving of shut up for Zimtron here?
You got it.
Kiss my fat, shiny, hiney bunch. And that goes double for you, Dave.
Dream on.
Well then, bite me.
Never gonna happen.
Not even in your wildest dreams, Zimtron. Anyway, back to last SantaCon Day. Prentice was trying his best to explain to Captain Hancock the true meaning of SantaCon Day.
In the beginning, there was SantaCon, and he came forth in the snowiest of snowy nights. Even when the Federal Express Delivery Service refused to deliver toys to all the boybots and girlbots all across the galaxy because he was determined that no bot should go without goodies on this, the most special of special days.
What a load of old rubbish, Prenti. Do you expect me to believe that? I mean, really?
But it's what has been written, sir. This is a sacred text to a bot. A litany to save our robotic souls.
And you really believe that you robots even have souls?
Yes, Captain. Of course we do.
Poppycock.
Why do you call it poppycock, sir? Don't humans and cyborgs have souls?
The only souls you'll find are the ones on the bottom of your feet, Prenti. What rubbish. I mean, are all robots so gullible?
Are you seriously telling me that you don't believe in SantaCon, Captain? or even the electronic gods.
Electronic gods? Don't make me laugh.
But you already are laughing, sir. And you are making a mockery of everything I believe in.
Yeah, you're right, Prenti. I am sorry. Sorry that your brains are so feeble that you could believe in such utter nonsense.
That's treading with blasphemy, sir. You'd better watch it. Karma will get you.
I suppose karma is a giant cockroach that will swing down from computer heaven and smite me.
Go on laughing, sir, but you'll see what I mean soon enough. Karma,
oh, that's
or
just
Santico
too funny, Brendan.
Himself will get you.
Ooh, that's just too funny, Prenti. I'm gonna be smited by Sandy Khan.
Look at this, you guys.
What is it now, Popsicle? Can't you see I'm busy being fabulous?
You? Fabulous, Zimtron? Don't make Lovely laugh. In fact, Lovely is already going to laugh at you.
Zimtron, you couldn't be fabulous if someone painted you gold and put rockets on your back.
Qui, Popsicle makes a good point, Zimhead.
Jess, only the fabulous one around here is Lovely. And Lovely, who is that? That's Lovely, of course. The one you are looking at right now. Ha ha! See? That is what it takes to be fabulous. And baby, let Lovely tell you. You ain't got it, Zimtron.
Whatever, you guys. You can mock me all you want, but it's Santacon Day, and you guys can't ruin that for me. So, stick that in a sock and soak it.
Is that the best comeback you can come up with, Zimhead? Pathetic.
Okay, enough, you guys. Now, can we get back to what I've just found hidden away behind a crate of RAM chips?
Unless you found a party. I don't think anyone cares, Popsicle.
Sphinx!
Papa!
Oh, no! Stuck with two Frenchies on Santacon Day. There goes the holiday.
Swivel on my ice pick, Zimtron. You know you missed old Sphinxy.
Happy Santacon Day, Papa. So good to see you.
How's my little ice pick off the old block, eh?
Now don't embarrass moi, Papa. But I am doing very well. Much better now. It is so good to have you here. What a surprise.
The only surprise would be if your mother was here. A very unpleasant surprise. She isn't, is she?
No, she cannot make it this year.
Thank the robotic gods for that. I mean, oh no, what a shame. But of course, I'm kidding. Not really, I can't stand the old beanbag. Happy Santacon Day, everybody.
Oh, Papa, you are terrible. I love that about you.
Nice to see you, Sphinx. You're just in time to see my discovery.
What? Did you finally make it through puberty, Popsicle?
Oh, very funny. No, look. Pooch got a package from the feds. Wanna open it?
Is that wise, Popsicle? Pooch may have a cow.
Pooch always has a cow, no matter what we do. Let's open it.
I see some things never change around you, bots.
Yeah, we always have a good time.
We shall, moi? Never!
Well, don't keep us in suspense. Open it up, Popsicle.
I thought you'd never ask.
Is that it? What an anticlimax. Lovely is not impressed.
What is it?
Oh, no, it's a Santacon tree.
Merde. Not just any Santacon tree.
It can't be.
Oh, but it is. It's me, Taki
tree! Ah! Oh, oh, oh. You bots didn't see that one coming, did ya?
And all he could say was, zippity-doo. We all laughed so hard. Hey, what are you bots up to? Oh no, not you again.
Oh yes, it is me again. Haven't you missed me, Captain Putch?
Putch? Who or what is this?
Betty, this is, Talkie Tree, Talking Tree.
A talking, hilarious, Santacon Tree! Get it right!
This is what you had shipped in for Santacon Day?
Seriously, Butch. Nice surprise. Good going. You've ruined yet another Santacon Day. Happens every year.
Boy, you really know how to kill the holiday spirit, huh, Pooch?
Oui, he certainly does.
I just don't know what to say to this, Pooch. Oh, man. What a letdown.
I don't get it.
Lovely is confused as well.
Well, first off, hey, Sphinx. Welcome aboard. Long time no see.
Are you kidding, moi?
Secondly, this is not what I ordered.
Oh, sure. Likely story.
Lame excuse, Pooch.
Is that the best you can come up with?
Hui. What my boy said.
Is this good or bad? Lovely just doesn't know.
I really need an explanation.
I'm guessing this isn't good, Pooch.
No, this isn't good. I don't know how this ever happened.
This is just a suggestion. But maybe you should ask the tree! I mean, I'm the guest of honor at this SantaCon party.
Actually, you weren't invited.
Yeah, I was. I invited myself.
See? Not my fault.
You're the administrator, which makes you in charge, which makes it your fault, Butch. There's no wriggling your way out of this one.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm not the one who normally has to wiggle out of things, Zimtron. That's something you always have to do. And furthermore, shut up, Zimtron. Now let me try to get a handle on this situation.
Oh! There's no getting a handle on this situation because this situation is messed up!
Do you really have to keep yelling like that at the end of every sentence? It's really annoying.
You know, if I were you, I wouldn't speak to someone like that. Especially if that someone happens to be a slightly unhinged talking tree who also happens to have one of these!
Oh, my electronic gods, he has a bomb!
Now, you may be thinking things are getting really scary here.
Not especially. However, the story is getting a little more interesting. Or at least it could. But only if the bomb goes off at some point.
Well, clearly that didn't happen. I mean, we're all still alive. So obviously the whole bomb scare was, well, not so scary after all. And I'll tell you why.
I was afraid you'd say something like that.
Anyway, it was a pretty tense moment. But only for a moment.
Hey! Relax, guys! The bomb is a fake! Just a little SantaCon Day jest, courtesy of yours truly, Talkie Tree!
What? Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah. Like I said, a jest, you know? A joke? All in the spirit of the holiday!
I simply don't understand. You don't want to kill us? You aren't here seeking revenge?
Nah, not really. I mean, heck, I forgave you guys years ago for all the insults you threw at me. I just realized I really missed you guys. And, well, it's the holidays and all, so I kind of thought, why not go visit my old chums
and give them a big surprise! Surprise!
Next time, just call first, huh?
Well, wasn't sure you'd be accepting, so I hijacked your package and, well, long story short, here I am. Happy SantaCon Day!
You sure know how to pick your friends, Pooch.
Believe me, I rarely get the chance to do that. So, you see, it all turned out fine in the end. And we all had a great SantaCon Day.
Speak for yourself, Pooch. It was rubbish, in my not-so-humble opinion.
So, did Prentice ever convince Captain Hancock to appreciate the holidays?
Well, not exactly. Well, that is to say, he did, but not in the way he had hoped. But I'll tell you about that later. Right now, we still need to convince you to enjoy the holidays and find a way to bring back our old fun-loving Briscoe.
Never gonna happen, Pooch. Give it up.
Figures. What am I hearing?
Sounds like jingling bells.
Oui, but where are they coming from?
Look, out the window, up in the sky. I don't believe it.
It's SantaCon. It's really him. He's here. Oh, boy.
Yay. I'm actually going to meet SantaCon. The real SantaCon.
Looks like he has someone with him. Who is that?
It's a couple of bots.
Hey, I recognize those guys. It's Sphinx and that talking tree.
Oh, no. As if things weren't bad enough.
Shut up, Zimtron.
Be nice, Simmy.
If I must.
Believe me, you must.
You bots look as though you have seen a ghost.
Worse. We see you, Frenchie.
Zimtron.
I know. Shut up. Got it.
Happy SantaCon Day, Papa. So good to see you.
Surprised you, Bots, didn't we?
Yeah, it's your old friend, Talking Tree. You should never leave home without me. Get him? Leave Talking Tree. You guys killed my steak!
SantaCon, it's an honor to see you again, sir. How did you find us?
Well, it's me, SantaCon himself! SantaCon Day miracles are kind of my thing, you know?
Right, I was forgetting.
Hutch, you know SantaCon personally?
Oh yeah, we saved SantaCon Day together a couple of times, right, sir?
Wouldn't be a SantaCon Day without these bots. I owe them a great deal, which is why I'm here now, with my friends.
He means, with the life of the party. It wouldn't be SantaCon Day without old Sphinxy, now would it?
Not at all. My papa is the best.
Wow, SantaCon, in person. Can I shake your hand, sir?
Of course, Mr. Crusher.
You actually know my name? Oh, of course you do. I should know that. You know everything.
If only that were true, son.
So, what brings you here to the planet Yo-Yo, sir? Have you come to take us home? Back to our own universe?
Oh, sadly, no. Not really within my jurisdiction. Plus, I happen to have it on good authority that U-Bots are needed here in this reality. At least for a while longer. Not to worry. I feel sure that you'll find your way home someday.
That's not very reassuring.
Zimtron.
No, Butch. Allow me. Shut up, Zimtron. Always wanted to say that.
Shutting up, SantaCon, sir. I'm terribly sorry, sir. Please, don't melt me down.
Oh, it's okay. Melting down robots is really not my style. But you are flirting with the naughty list, you know.
I'll be good from now on. Honest.
We'll just try to be nicer to your friends from time to time, eh?
Will do.
Forgive my asking, sir, but why are you here then?
Well, firstly, to let you know that you bots haven't been forgotten about. In fact, Pooch, your brother Clutch has gone all out in his efforts to search for you. But he's gotten a little sidetracked. Seems he's having to deal with a messy divorce and court battle. It's a long story for another time. But rest assured, he hasn't forgotten about you or given up his search for you.
Nice to know. Well, they're still searching for us, Parth. Didn't even know he cared very much. Good old Clutch. Sad to hear about the divorce, Parth. Poor guy.
There was a second reason for your visit, sir?
Yeah, I'm dying to know.
We all are.
Oh, indeed. There was a second reason for coming. And it's really the main one. Seems you bots miss your old friend, Briscoe.
Oh, yes. We do, sir. We do.
Well, I'm here to give him back to you. In a manner of speaking, of course.
I don't understand, sir.
Oh, not to worry. You will. Hello, B-359.
Hello, sir. I'm sorry, but I don't really believe in you or your holiday.
Oh, not to worry. We can fix that, but only if you want to.
I think I do. I want to know what Santa Conde is all about, and I want to know why these bots love their Briscoe so much, and I want to have the holiday spirit in my heart. Can you really make all this possible?
Oh, yes! But only if you truly believe it to be possible.
I think I do. Yes. Please, make it happen.
As you wish, Briscoe. Hey, how do you feel?
I feel just zippy! I mean, zippity-doo! It's Santa Conde, the most wonderful time of the year!
Briscoe! It's you! You're back!
Oh boy, this is great! Thank you, Santa Con! You've saved the holidays! Again!
Well, it's in my job description! Ho, ho, ho!
That's wonderful! Happy Santa Con Day, everyone!
Yes! Happy Santa Con Day, everyone! I'm so full of the holiday spirit, I hope all of you are as well!
And may the electronic gods bless us, everyone! And be warned, I'll be back next year, whether you want me or not!
But I'd swim faster if I were you. Here come the metal-eating Ting Tang fish from Fracas 4. You know, I think you've finally convinced me, Prenti. I am finally in the holiday spirit.
Listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 80, Oh, Santa Country, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred, in order of appearance, Danny Cutler as Kika, Joe J. Thomas as Pudge, Deborah Adams as Betty, Victor Aurelius as Crusher, Daryl Looney as Popsicle, Joe J. Thomas also as Lovely, Kyle Boers as Briscoe, Shane Harris as Boffin, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Gary Erickson as Lynx, David Ault as Captain Hancock, Victor Aurelius also as Parentis, Captain John Tatterzak as Payload, Jim Barber as Sphinx, Andrew Dorfman as Talkie Tree, Wayne Hayward as Dave, and of course, John Morse as Santicon. The Robots of the Company opening theme tune was composed and performed by Patty Leisch. The holiday version of the Robots of the Company theme tune, you know, the one you're hearing behind me right now, was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was none other than Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created at least a decade ago by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. In other words, just ask nicely, and they'll let you do it. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at DreamRealmSite.com. That's DreamRealmSite.com. I'm sure you know how to spell that. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you certainly may do so, and it is encouraged for you to do so, at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. That's darkbuilding spelled out with the numeral 1 at yahoo.com, yada yada yada. We were visited by Santacon himself during the making of this audiogram, and oh boy, was that fun. It was. Which brings us neatly to the end of this incredible 8th season of Robots of the Company. Yes, this has been our festive season finale, but never fear, fans. The bots will return in 2016 with Season 9, and possibly a special or two. So stay tuned for more info coming your way on all that. But until then, this is the Creditor, wishing you and yours a very happy holiday season, and wishing you well in the new year. And as always, asking you, yes, you, that guy, and that girl, and those people back there, to please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.